When you think of sauces made here in Kansas City, barbecue sauce is the obvious choice. But we have a theory here on Central Standard that Kansas City is a sauce town, and barbecue sauce is just one of our many achievements. Today, we're going to learn about a locally produced Korean red pepper sauce, or
gochujang.
That's Angela Hong, and she makes a version of her mom's gochujang on a commercial scale. Our producer, Coy Duggar, went to visit her kitchen to get the story and the recipe.
Angela was born in South Korea. Her parents were farmers and moved to Kansas City before she was 2 years old.
I grew up with my mom making gochujang. I grew up with her making kimchi, making soy sauce, making everything.
But it really wasn't until Angela had a child of her own that she started to take cooking seriously.
My daughter, who was having a lot of stomach digestive problems, found out that she had a gluten intolerance. You know, I had to learn how to cook things from scratch.
It also meant changing some classic recipes.
So my mom would come over and we would try to make it, and I would try to substitute things to make it gluten-free.
Her tinkering didn't go unnoticed by her husband.
My husband, he's in marketing and he's also a creative person, he was like, we should really turn this into a business. I mean, it made so much sense because, you know, when you go to the mainstream grocery stores, there's just not a lot of Korean products.
Angela and her husband started their business 3 years ago. They named it Born with Soul. That's Soul spelled S-E-O-U-L. But making sauces for a family isn't quite the same as mass producing them.
So it just took a lot of tweaking. I mean, it's not the exact same recipe that you come in with. It's because you're not cooking for 12. You know, you're cooking for 10,000.
Did your mom find it sacrilege when you changed the recipe?
She didn't. She thought the whole process was hilarious.
Angela's mom couldn't believe that there was a market for this stuff. These days, Born with Soul shifted some of the production to an out-of-state plant just to keep up with the demand. But I got to see Angela make it from scratch in her own kitchen.
Okay, so you're going to boil the water, and once that comes to a boil, you're going to take your gochugaru, which is the Korean red pepper, and you really do need to make sure that you're using Korean red pepper because it just tastes so much different. Like, you can't just get cayenne or something else because it'll have a totally different flavor. So put that in there. And then I've got miso. And for people who don't really know what miso is, it's just fermented soybeans.
With a few more ingredients, the paste is red and lumpy, sort of like marinara sauce, but a much more vivid scarlet. Now, you can find that red gochujang paste in a number of Asian grocery stores, but for Angela's finished product, she turns that paste into a signature sauce.
Sauce is popular. It's easy to, you know, just add that one ingredient and you've got a great dish. So what we did is we take the paste and then we add other things like a little bit of sesame oil. I'll add some rice vinegar to make it a little more tangy. Sometimes I'll add some green onion. And then I really like black sesame seeds. It gives it a really earthy, nutty flavor. It has a really great scent too, doesn't it? It smells so good.
Yeah, very distinct.
Mm-hmm. And it's got a beautiful red color, too. And here, let me get you a spoon so you can try it.
Earlier, I was mistakenly led to believe gochujang sauce was less spicy than sriracha. So at this moment, I eat a spoonful of the fresh batch and quickly realize my mistake. So yeah, just so you know, I'm kind of fighting back tears for the remainder of this interview.
What kind of surprised me over other hot sauces was that the kick wasn't immediate. It took some time. The heat is kind of in the palate, towards the back of my throat,
yes,
which is interesting.
Is. Everyone says that, and I think it's because of the vinegar.
Vinegar has a very strong scent. My mom is from the Philippines, and growing up, she would cook dried fish all the time, which used a lot of vinegar. The scent would linger in the kitchen, and sometimes it was so bad I would avoid that portion of the house for days. It's a scenario Angela also had to deal with as a teen, only in her house there were clay pots full of fermenting foods.
When my friends would come over, I literally would have friends say, oh my God, what stinks? I mean, it was not easy. And a lot of times I didn't even want anyone to come over because, you know, I don't know what my mom is cooking or what crazy soup she's making. Like if she was making kimchi soup, which tastes so good, but it just stinks up the entire house. So it's like you have to warn people. Even now when I make it for my kids, I'm like, okay, let's not make sure that no one's coming over.
Fortunately, in the past few decades, Angela has seen her fellow Kansas Cityans become more receptive to Asian cuisine.
But now I have so many friends who are like, can you show me how to make kimchi? They want me to, you know, cook for them or bring dishes for them. I mean, I love it. And I love seeing all these new Korean restaurants opening in town. It's just the food culture in Kansas City has definitely changed for the better.
And Kansas City loves bold flavors. No matter if it's barbecue sauce, steak sauce, mole, or gochujang sauce.
Thanks to Koi Duggar for trying the original sesame version of Born with Soul's gochujang sauce, fresh from Angela Hong's kitchen. Koi gives a rave review despite fighting back tears. I'm Gina Kaufman, and we'll see if our food critics agree that Kansas City is a sauce town in just a few minutes when they help us find the best sauces around. We'll be right back. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR's Central Standard, and I'm here with the food critics now to talk about some of the really amazing sauces you can get here in town. If there's a sauce in a local restaurant that's so good it haunts you night and day, send us a tweet and we will try to give it a shout out on the air. We're at KCUR CST. The food critics are Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning.
Mary Block, an expert food blogger and passionate home cook. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
And Charles Ferruza, a freelance food writer who has been telling the stories of Kansas City's restaurants in print and on the air for a long time. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Gina. Glad to be here.
You guys, I submit to you my theory that Kansas City is a sauce town. Yay or nay?
Well, probably because of the passion for barbecue, it is a sauce town. But there are so many sauces of different ethnicities that people are passionate about.
Well, Kansas City was founded by French trappers, and I think the sauce culture followed them. I think probably the reason we have a barbecue
early
culture.
Day, you know, we had the five mother sauces before,
right,
in the early days of Kansas City.
Well, so as we think about sauces here, I just want to give you a little history on this topic. We did that show on Guilty Pleasures ages ago, but when we put out a call for foods on local menus that people crave, like in a major way, a lot of the people who responded were telling us about sauces, which I found really surprising. Like, it wasn't like an order of fries somewhere. It was like the dipping sauce, which seems unusual to me.
Oh, I think that's pretty typical of where we're at right now. I mean, there's been plenty of articles written about how we really like our food almost overflavored now. Like, we really have – our palates are changing where Cheetos aren't just cheese. They're now, you know, flaming hot.
Right.
So – or whatever, you know, the extreme of that is. So, you know –
Do you ever have Cheetos with sauce?
No. Like, dip them in something?
Yeah.
No.
It's fabulous.
But if I go out for Chinese, I like the dishes that have a lot of sauce because what else is the rice for?
Yes, well, that's true.
Well, I mean, good point.
A good vehicle there for sauce.
So let's get into a favorite or two from each of you. Mary, tell me about the chimichurri sauce at Blue Stem and Rye. And for people who aren't really familiar with chimichurri, first establish what that even is.
Okay, it's an Argentinian steak sauce, and it's an herb sauce. People do it differently. It can have mint, parsley, cilantro, just a lot of herbs, garlic, and olive oil. So it's an olive oil-based sauce. And it looks green. And it's great with steak. And at Rye and the Blue Stem Bar, they do a hanger steak. And it's great to dip the chimichurri in it. Now, there are some people who dip their fries in it, too, and that's okay.
Some people who shall remain nameless.
Exactly.
So that's at Blue Stem and Rye. Charles, you like the chimichurri at Piropos?
Piropos, because it's a truly Argentinian restaurant. And I've always found their chimichurri to be extremely fresh. You know, they use fresh herbs, and as I'm sure Rye does too, but it's extremely flavorful for really boring. And of course, I find hanger steak to be a boring cut of meat.
Oh, I love it.
But it needs a little kick from a chimichurri sauce.
But But the freshness is the key, because when I've made it at home, if you don't make it right before you want to eat it, it gets kind of an ugly green.
So. Well, and Chef Rachel at Carbone inside of the food, the new food hall parlor, is doing a red version of chimichurri and a green one to go with her meat.
Is the red one a pepper one?
Yes, it definitely has pepper in it. It's not spicy, but it's got definitely a kick to it. It's great.
Yum.
I tried it. It was good.
So lots of chimichurris. Jenny, how about queso con carne from the Broadway Butcher Shop?
Yeah, so I went in there for
the meat. The meat is in the sauce.
Yep. I went in there for steaks and kind of got sidetracked talking to Stuart, who owns the place, about this con queso. And he basically is using his beef trim. And so it's one of those things where it's really rich. I mean, you have to be ready. Like, this is a chunky cheese dip, if you will.
What kind of cheese does he use, Jenny?
You know, I have no idea, but he has started to carry some cheese, actually.
Well, and I asked him to make some once without the beef in it, and he said it's Velveeta.
Ah!
Jim is the
scandalous.
One who makes it.
And utterly
he said
scandalous.
It was Velveeta.
Okay, no wonder I love it. That's my childhood there speaking to me. But rich, creamy, lovely. We've used it as dip. We've poured it over burritos.
And it's spicy.
It is. It's got a nice kick to it for sure.
So we have just a little bit of time left. And Jenny and Mary, you have each mentioned a pasta sauce. So I want to give you a chance to tell us about those. Jenny, the marinara at Jasper's?
I like Jasper's marinara. You know, if you want a good, we have so many, you know, good local sauces that are on the shelves now. And I've kind of tried through them all. And I keep coming back to Jasper's marinara. It's pretty low in sugar, but it's just really fresh. Just tomatoes, a little bit of garlic, some fresh herbs. I love it. Yeah, it's my go-to.
And Mary, a sauce at Bella Napoli.
Yes, the Amatriciana pasta sauce. It's guanciale, tomato, pecorino cheese, pepper, and it's got a nice kick to it, which, you know, if it's not spicy, I'm not a fan of pasta
sauces.
You're not
interested.
Exactly. And this is really good, and it's a nice balance.
Nice balance. Okay, cool. And what is that sauce called again? It's a term I've not heard before.
I'm just so bad at it, but Amatriciana sauce.
Would it be as spicy as a puttanesca sauce?
I don't think
That's
of a puttanesca as...
That's the spiciest tomato sauce I've ever tasted.
Okay, well then, yes, it's more spicy than that.
Yeah.
Charles, okay, so we talked about chimichurri, but when we... Kansas City being... as people like to say, a cow town, you were thinking about steak sauces right off the bat. What would you consider to be like the classic steak sauce?
Well, not every restaurant offers it. Classic restaurants like the old Plaza 3, may it rest in peace, do Bernay sauce, which is a really rich, it's an egg, yolk, butter, and vinegar sauce. And it's delicious. Very rich. Too rich, really.
But, too rich?
Yeah.
I'm not a tarragon fan, and that's why I don't care for it.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, then, you know, that's
classic.
Why they have Bordelaise for you.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, we are going to have to turn things over to the fall membership drive in just a second. But if you're starting to get concerned that we haven't really talked about barbecue sauce yet, do not fret. That's coming up. I'm Gina Kaufman here with the Food Critics on KCUR's Central Standard. Hello, I'm Gina Kaufman here with the food critics Jenny Vergara, Mary Block, Charles Ferruza, and we are getting saucy talking about sauces on KCUR's Central Standard. I'm going to read a couple of tweets. You can tweet us at KCURCST. We are hearing that one of our listeners feels the green garlic sauce at Empanada Madness is so good she could drink it. Not just that, she could drink it daily. We are also hearing that the peanuts wings get a lot of attention, but, quote, don't sleep on the blue cheese sauce. It's rich and garlicky and delicious. But leading us into our current discussion of barbecue, we have a listener saying that his favorite barbecue sauce is at Arthur Bryant's Sweet Heat. I'm not born and raised in Kansas City, he says, and most of them complain about the grit. However, I kind of like it for that reason. And the flavor, can't get that elsewhere. So, as promised, barbecue sauce. Mary, your favorites?
If I'm going to a grocery store and pulling something off the shelf, I'll go with Gates. But if I'm going... I do like Joe's Kansas City sauce the best.
Why? Make the case.
These are
fighting words.
They are definitely fighting words. I just like that it's not too gritty. It's not too sweet. I like combining the meat, the regular and the hot to make it just kind of perfect.
Just kind of perfect. Jenny, what are your thoughts about our shelves upon shelves of barbecue sauces.
So Kansas City style barbecue has sauce, full stop. Like, let's start there. So you have to have sauce with your barbecue. These people that are eating meat without barbecue, you need to go to Texas because that's what they do there. So what I would say,
go to Texas.
That's right. So what I would say for me personally is that I tend to be a little bit more on the hot side or the vinegar. So you can get heat from vinegar in a sauce and you can get heat obviously from spice. And both of those things combined to me is like perfect. I want that little bite of vinegar to kind of cut the fat and the richness of the meat. I'm not a giant fan of the super sweet ones. So I tend to go to like any of the traditional barbecue places, Arthur Bryant's, Gates, any of them that have hot or heat in the name is what I go for, obviously, all the time. So that would be kind of where I sit very comfortably. I'm not necessarily mustard sauce. I'm not all the way over there.
But, over there.
Yes. I'm a red tomato sauce with vinegar and heat.
No Carolina sauce.
And no Carolina sauce.
And none of this white barbecue sauce?
Oh, I'm down to have the white barbecue sauce. It has vinegar in it as well and is a bit creamy. You know, it lacks a little bit of heat, but I like it for variety.
So as long as you've got vinegar, you're good, though.
Yeah, that's my thing.
All right, Charles, barbecue sauce.
I'm not a huge barbecue sauce fan. I'm sorry, Jenny. I tend to think that Kansas City barbecue places oversauce their meats. And I don't like a lot of sauce on my meat. I do like the sauce at Rosedale. It's an old classic barbecue sauce. But really, if I can somehow arrange it, I like to bring my own barbecue sauce. And I'd rather have a chimichurri sauce with my meat because the meat tends to be rich and it needs, as you said, some spice.
Well, and I agree with you, not too much sauce.
Yeah.
And Jenny, so you have recommended a number of barbecue sauces, and some of them are kind of like, I would say, a little off the beaten path. Is there a barbecue sauce that you think people might not know about that you want to share right now?
Well, one of them that I just kind of was recently introduced to was the Bickelmeyer's Comeback Sauce. I mean, it's an old favorite. It's been around a long time, but it's new to me. It was introduced to me when I did a story, actually, on the Bickelmeyer's Meat Market over in KCK. And, you know, the story behind this is really cute. Basically, in the South, comeback sauce is kind of a ketchup, mayonnaise, Worcestershire, onion powder kind of mixed together. It's used almost...
It sounds horrible.
Well, it's almost more like a dip, I would tell you. So in Kansas City, at Bickelmeyer's, the family has made a barbecue sauce that they call their comeback sauce. And it's kind of an homage to their dad, who was kind of the person, obviously, who started their meat market. And the idea was is that, you know, they didn't have any money to advertise, so he would tell their employees, you got to pour on the comeback sauce. And being in the hospitality biz myself and loving the hospitality business, I love that. I mean, just pour on the comeback sauce. I mean, like, I want a T-shirt that says that. So anyway, that's kind of a little known favorite. You can buy it at Bickelmeyer's Meat Market. Go on the weekends, get some tacos while you're at it.
Well, we have a little time to talk about hot sauces. Tell me about a couple of your favorite hot sauces very quickly, Jenny.
Okay, so Common Descent Provisions is a new hot sauce company in town with the weirdest names you'll ever hear, but really funky, interesting hot sauces, unusual ingredients. Really, there's some Asian stuff, some tropical stuff, some ketchup, some mustard, some barbecue sauce. He's doing a little bit of everything. The one I like a lot is called Snake Wine, and it's green, basically green jalapenos is what gives it its heat, but it's got a little bit of rice wine vinegar. There's that vinegar again. Citrus, garlic, ginger, black pepper. So I love that one for sure.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
And Mary, for you, I am going to count the salsas and moles on your list as hot sauce.
Thank you, Gina.
Go on ahead.
Okay. I love the salsas at Port Fonda. You just can't beat them. And
why not?
They are the most authentic to me that you can get in Kansas City. And they're spicy. They use fresh chilies, but they roast them first. And I buy them by the quart, which you can do. And then the mole at both El Patron and Cacao are great. I mean, just get some chicken smothered with that mole. And it's...
What's the heat level on those, would you say?
You know, mole is
can
not...
range.
Yeah, mole is typically not that spicy when everything is blended in because it's got raisins and nuts and chocolate and some tomato. So it's not too spicy.
There are several kinds of mole,
right,
for sure.
But
some of them spicier than
exactly.
others.
Yeah, some can be. But
exactly. But the basic with the guayo and various other, the dark negro mole isn't all that spicy. But they're Pipian pumpkin seed moles,
yeah.
And they're like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
So Oaxacan.
The particular moles you're recommending are where again?
El Patron and Cacao.
And what do you like about those?
That you can tell they were made fresh in-house and they have all, you know, 14 ingredients or whatever.
All righty. Well, this has been a perfect example of why our food critics are so great. They're locals. They're very familiar with the most popular foods everyone loves, but they also know things that might be off the beaten path or under our radar. They're trying things in places we might not go a lot, and their expertise helps us all explore our own city in new ways. Welcome back. I'm Gina Kaufman here with Jenny Vergara, Mary Block, Charles Ferruza. They are the food critics today on KCUR Central Standard, and we're talking about sauces. Believe it or not, we still have tons of great sauces to recommend. So let's do one last lightning round before we go. What do you say, guys?
Sounds good.
Yeah, we're down.
Awesome sauce at Blue Koi.
Oh, I love the awesome sauce. The awesome sauce is so awesome.
That's a good one.
And I should say that I don't know exactly what's in it. I can taste tamari and dried chilies and cilantros, but I love cilantro. But whatever's in the awesome sauce, the aptly named awesome sauce, it makes even fried tofu, the world's most boring food, fried tofu tastes delicious with awesome sauce.
Okay. Mary, Romesco sauce at Extra Virgin.
The potatoes bravas are my favorite appetizer there, and I am always reluctant to share them with the table. The potatoes are cut thin like chips, but they still have – they're not just a chip. They're a little thicker than that. And then they're smothered with a smoky Romesco sauce, and they are just addictive. And the Romesco sauce has smoked paprika and tomatoes and peppers, and it's all pureed. It's fabulous.
Yum. Black garlic paste from KC Canning Company.
So this was available for a hot minute, and I got my hands on some, and I'd love to get some more. I mean, basically, this is a way you can make an easy pan sauce. It was just fermented garlic, basically, is what black garlic is. And it's got a real nutty, it's a much milder garlic flavor, but just a little bit of olive oil in a pan with some salt and pepper, and you can literally make a meal. Put your protein in, put your pasta, whatever you're making. Really easy, really quick. I just love that. It was really creative, and I love KC.
Are they not making it anymore, Jen?
I don't know. I haven't been able to find it. Okay. So I
found
it out at retail.
Their stuff is seasonal, I think.
Yeah. I think it kind of comes and goes. Now, you may be able to get it on their website, so I would check there for sure.
XO sauce at Corvino Supper Club.
Mm. It's a great Chinese sauce.
I love that sauce.
XO sauce is it's spicy. It's a crunchy mix of dried scallops, shrimp, and chilies, along with cured ham, oil, and seasonings. You'd never know all those flavors were in there. You just know you really like it. And they serve it with their fries, which are kind of small rectangles that are crunchy on the outside, fluffy on the inside. Food and Wine wrote them up because they're so good. And then you just dip it in the XO sauce with a little aioli. Just perfection.
Dang. Okay, I'm hungry.
I know.
Dipping sauce at Waldo Thai, Charles.
Oh, the dipping sauce at Waldo Thai. Mary's just been there. It was a great appetizer dipping sauce for the spring rolls and the
lettuce.
The Thai rangoon. I mean, not having ordered it, I'm hesitant to say that, but it sounds delicious all the way around. And It was a great dipping sauce. Very, very light on the fish sauce and very heavy on all the other good stuff.
And Waldo Thai is a new place.
Yes, the Thai place in Waldo, yes.
So, Jenny, you have a whole separate list of sweet sauces. We don't have time for all of them, but I want to hear about the sort of caramely sauce you're recommending at a local dairy farm.
Yeah, so Borgman's Dairy Farm makes a cajita, which is basically a rich caramel sauce that's made with goat's milk instead of cow's milk, because that's what they raise on their farm. And it is fascinating and delicious and complex and just a little funky. And
what fascinates you about it?
Well, so traditional caramel sauce to me is almost too sweet because it's just kind of, you know, sugar that's been kind of caramelized, obviously, in a pan, maybe with a little butter. The goat's milk is more complex in flavor, and it adds a little bit. It's like goat cheese, you know, just the funkiness that's in goat cheese. And so they do flavors as well. They do plain and cinnamon and apple and
sounds
bourbon
delicious,
and salted,
yeah.
Which is my favorite. So delicious on any dessert, I would tell you.
You include on your sweet sauces like jams and apple butters and things. I object on some level to the idea of those being sauces, but if you want to just name a favorite real quick.
All right. So a couple years ago at Broadway Butcher Shop, I found Deb Crum from Crum Heirloom Farms apple butter bottled. took that home, the best apple butter I've ever had. And
what would you use it for a sauce for? Chicken?
No, so pork tenderloin. A pork tenderloin in it. And it is more, you know, like a jam and jelly that's kind of sticky and sticks together. This is a much more looser. But what I love about hers, it is saucy-like.
I'll allow it.
And she has a lot of spice in it, I would tell you. There's a lot of different spices. It's a very dark apple butter for those of you who really love like the cinnamons and kind of the deep, earthy, homey spices. Love it.
All right. Now, Mary and Jenny, you both have salad dressings that you think are exceptional enough to count as sauces because you would put them on things other than salads. And Mary, for you, this is a Caesar dressing at Lydia's.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd put it on anything else in terms of dipping, but the Caesar salad at Lydia's is my absolute favorite in the city. That dressing is just so good.
So good. Okay.
So good.
Okay, Jenny, vinaigrette by the bottle from the French Market.
Yeah, so French Market obviously is owned by the guys and gals that have Café Provence, the family. And I love to make salad dressing at home. This is my one exception. They do a champagne, a mustard, a Caesar, a lemon vinaigrette, and then they do a blue cheese, which my grandma Betty, who lived here in Kansas City when I moved in with her, made at the dinner table every night a vinaigrette with blue cheese crumbles in it. And she would serve it with steak. It would go over the green salad and it would go over the delicious petite filet she would serve every Saturday night.
Now that sounds like a sauce.
I have to tell you, that's my happy place right there.
So we're going to be jogging on out of here in a minute. But Jenny, if people want to buy locally made sauces to use at home, some ideas for where to do that.
Absolutely. Well, you should always start with either the restaurant, grocery store, or online. So if you love it, go and look for it. Original Wands is now Spice and Foods. It's still on Southwest Boulevard. They have a little shop. You can go in and shop for seconds there. The new Black Sheep Plus Market is by the guys who own the farmhouse. They've got a market that basically they're selling their farmers' wares in there, and they have a restaurant attached as well. So I would recommend that.
And McGonagall's has every barbecue sauce you could ever
hope to find. Yeah, McGonagall's is a good one, too.
Can I put a shout-out real quickly for Tatsu's, best salad dressing ever.
Mm. Well, Charles Ferruza, Mary Block, Jenny Vergara, thank you, as always.
It was fun.
Thanks so much.
I have a lot of sauces to try, and that's a wrap for this show this week. Our producers are Melody Rowell, Kathleen Pointer, Coy Duggar, Suzanne Hogan, and Sylvia Maria Gross. Sophia Gillespie is our intern, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman. Our official list of the best sauces in Kansas City will be online at kcur.org/centralstandard. Have a great weekend.